In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Is everything going well? Is it going to rain?
Ojalá que sí.
Praying for that, praying for rain in that way. We read something in the gospel, or rather in the first reading in particular today. We were introduced to a particular young lady of some means. Do you remember who that was? A particular woman who was helping out Paul. Do you remember what her name was? Who was it? Lydia. Buen hecha. Good job on the reading right there. Lydia. She was a seller in purple. She was somebody who was a great consolation to St. Paul in the midst of all his trials and difficulties. Oftentimes what we think about when we think about St. Paul is he's a really awesome guy, right? He just goes out there. He tackles everything. He does so many things. He goes out and endures shipwreck. He goes out there and gets bit by viparas. He gets bit by snakes. He survives all that. He gets attacked in every way by people who are his friends, people who, or they should have been his friends, people who were trying to destroy him among Greeks, among Jews, among Romans, among everybody. And it seems like he's just going around there as some sort of commando, like maybe like James Bond would go through all those movies. And it seems like he, even though he gets hit, he always comes back and he does everything on his own strength in some sort of way, right? We get that idea reading through the Acts of the Apostles that he's just some sort of Superman. But he's really not. He's not making it on his own. He's doing a lot of things on his own. He's making it through there on the faith that God has given him. Obviously, there's divine strength that's there, but not even on the human level does he do it all on his own. St. Paul is always helped, and the sacred scriptures are very clear about it, that he's helped out by regular people who are doing their regular thing, who somehow get touched by the word which is spoken by St. Paul that brings a life into them in some way, and they say, we want to help out with that. We want to see and offer whatever it is that we have within our own selves to make sure that that message goes forward. And that's what Lydia does. Lydia does that. Here as a seller of purple, meaning that she's of some means. Who are the only people, Cynthia, who wore purple in the ancient times? I don't know. Were they people from Santa Rosa? Who were they? No, they weren't people from Santa Rosa. Yeah, that's right. It's the royalty. That's why the Santa Rosa Lions chose purple as their color, because it's the color of royalty. And what is the lion? That's right. He's the king of the jungle. And so because of that royalty that's there. So she was catering to those who really were important people. Really were important people. And so she took whatever she had that was disposable in that way and put it totally in the path of furthering the gospel, which is preached by Paul. And it was because of great women and men like him, although it is special note to mention how many women in the book of Acts are doing it as well, who support this message and want it to go forward because they were the ones who were so profoundly touched by the gospel. It's the same thing for you and me. And the message of the gospel, the message of that first reading for you and me is to realize that every one of us has a part in proclaiming the gospel. Yeah, we're supposed to proclaim it with our lives, right? We're supposed to, in our daily life, speak about it that way. But also in the ways in which you all live your lives and the way you contribute, what you do furthers the gospel. That the nosa that you put into the collection basket each and every week, that furthers the gospel. When you find somebody who is passing through, and maybe you get those little things that are sent to you in the mail that are asking for those little begging letters for those particular religious organizations, you support that. Well, you're having a share in the ministry in that way. Even if you give something as small as Father Bowman, who we just laid to rest, one of the great priests of the archdiocese there, he used to tell me, Father, I get a stack this big of begging letters every single month, this big, of letter after letter after letter after letter after letter. And so I know I can't give much. I don't have a whole lot. But I give each of them a little something. I give each of them just a little something. And I know I don't have to do it, but I want to do it. And so in that way, Father Bowman, not to mention all the great generosity that he did here within his life as a priest, but also was able to give just a little bit to help out at this mission and that mission, all these other places all over the world. You in the same way have a way of doing it. Whether you give in those ways or not, any support in which you give for the furtherance of the gospel is something that makes you in line with all the great patriarchs and matriarchs of our faith who laid their lives on the line and laid their gifts on the line, just like St. Lydia, who was the seller in purple. So just as we have Lydia, who's doing lots of great things and studying, and God willing, I can't wait till you actually put put that together and just help us and learn more, whatever ways in which you can. God has given you that gift for a reason. So too, each of us in our own individual ways are to do the same, to put whatever it is that God has blessed us with at the service of the gospel and to see it go forward. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Jesús dijo que nos enviará el Espíritu Santo de la verdad. ¿Qué hace el Espíritu de Dios? El Espíritu Santo. ¿Elimina todos los obstáculos de nuestras vidas? ¿No? ¿Hace que nuestro camino sea suave? Like it's smooth within our lives. El Espíritu Santo echa que evitar una toda oportunidad que de tropezar o caer en nuestras vidas. No. Vemos y seguiremos venido problemas tanto dentro de nuestra vida como fuera de ella. Siempre están allí, estarán allí. Esto que un hecho de la vida, luchas son parte de la voluntad permisiva de Dios. It's a term meaning the permissive will of God. I'm going to explain that in a second. Él no quiere que sufrimos para que seamos heridos, pero lo permite para permitir la libertad humana, incluso el abuso de la libertad humana, que es el pecado. Pero es importante dejar que el Espíritu de la verdad haga brillar la luz del Señor resucitado sobre nuestros problemas. Incierto, si sentido, tenemos que evangelizar nuestros problemas. Evangelizar nuestros problemas. Es decir, llevar el evangelio a ellos. Preguntarnos, ¿cómo ve Jesús esto? Es este problema. ¿Cómo se verá esta lucha desde el aspecto de la eternidad? Incluso cuando esto es difícil, especialmente cuando es difícil, debemos implorar la ayuda de este Espíritu de la verdad para obtener al menos una confianza más profunda, si no una respuesta más clara. Pero no podemos permitir que las tinieblas y el miedo nos distraigan y controlen. Debemos gritarles desde la fe, a pesar de este problema, de esta muerte, de este dolor. Cristo ha resucitado. Cristo ha resucitado. Él ha hecho inverosímil la resurrección después de un tormento brutal es nuestro fundamento. Jesús es nuestra mayor alegría. Siempre está a nuestro lado. Nunca nos abandonó. Él es el fundamento de nuestra esperanza. No es un mero optimismo. No es un actuar psicológico. No es un deseo humano de ser valiente. Not to just have courage and grit our teeth and go through it. La esperanza cristiana es un don que Dios nos da si salimos de nosotros mismos y le abrimos nuestro corazón. Esta esperanza no nos defrauda porque el Espíritu Santo ha sido derramado en nuestros corazones. El Paráclito no hace que las dificultades parezcan atractivas. No elimina el mal con una varita mágica. It's not like a magic wand that he shakes there and makes everything good. Pero derrama en nosotros la vitalidad de la vida, que no es la ausencia de problemas, sino la certeza de ser amados y perdonados siempre por Cristo. Pero el Espíritu Santo derrama en nosotros la vitalidad de la vida, que no es ausencia de problemas, sino la certeza de ser amados y perdonados siempre por Cristo. Jesús venció al pecado por nosotros, venció a la muerte por nosotros, venció el miedo por nosotros. Y este Espíritu Santo de la verdad nos ha sido dado para ayudarnos a dar sentido a todo lo que viene en la vida en esta vida cristiana. Y si le escuchamos, el Espíritu nos recuerda que todo lo que dice en la carta de San Pablo a los Romanos, capítulo 8, versículo 38, o 39, él se dice, nadie podrá separarnos del amor que tenemos en Cristo Jesús. Nadie podrá separarnos del amor que tenemos en Cristo Jesús. como dice Santa Teresa de Ávila, Santa Teresa de Jesús, recuerda esta frase de Romanos, y solo Dios y basta. En el nombre del Padre, Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.